Paul, you've had a couple of days of preparation, obviously, a lot of talk coming into game day. How do you get the feel of your group here following this morning's skate as now this thing finally gets going?
Everybody's excited to get it going. You know, having 3 days was good, and being able to get out in the ice and burn off some of that energy yesterday, so everybody's ready to roll.
Lots of talk, obviously, with Josh Morris, he coming back. How do you gauge what he can do in this first game, first couple shifts?
Well, we don't. We know he's a critical piece to our game, and if he's out flying in his first shift, we'll just figure that's the way he always plays. If it takes him a little while to warm to it because he's been out for 6 weeks, we'll wait on that because he's a great player for us. So he's going to go out and play the normal game that we ask of him. He's to the advantage of it being his legs were strong and he was able to skate, and he's probably feeling better and stronger now than he did at this point last year.
Paul, just on the subject of defensive depth, obviously you mentioned yesterday tough to take a guy like Nathan Beaulieu out. Sami Niku's a player I know you've really liked what he's done. Joe Morrow, he was in the lineup last year in game one and scored a really big goal. So where do you feel your defensive depth is this year, maybe compared to a year ago at this time?
Well, it's very strong. We've got 10 players here, and Tucker Pullman's injured, but we've got two more guys in the minors that played hockey for us this year. So we've got depth there. And you, in any even series, and I'm not talking about anything beyond the first series, you almost always seem to need to be called on it. So we have players there at least when they pop in, they'll go into usually a pairing that they've spent time with and certainly a system in a game they understand.
So how difficult are those conversations with some of those players to say, you know, right now there's not a spot for you in this lineup?
They're tough when you're taking out a player that you can honestly say he didn't leave anything on the table. I'm not saying, geez, your last five games weren't very good, or you're not given what you have to give, or you're way off your game, so it's an easy out like these players. And certainly in Sami Niku's case, he's a young player, but boy, he's from start to the season, his first time up to the end, he became a real viable National Hockey League player, and it's true of all of them. They can all play.
And just finally, but is one of the enjoyable parts of this year the fact that guys can make a name for themselves? Going back to game one last year, it was Joe Morrow with the game winner, that you score a big goal this time of year, and you know, you can become a household name pretty quickly.
Right. You can go the whole season, score four goals, and nobody ever knows who you are, but you score one or two, and they'll remember you for a long time. So everybody's a shooter. I think that's the hockey gets so intense. You don't see people overplaying the puck now. You got a shot lane, it goes to the net because you see them go in that way, and one goal matters now.
Paul, what kind of appreciation did you gain for Ryan O'Reilly being around him
in
the KHL?
Well, first, it's a family thing. I had his brother Cal started, so just really fine men, right? Great pro. So he's over during a lockout, and he's, I don't know how many thousands of miles away from home is, but there's not a lot of people watching those games back home, so he doesn't need to go as hard as he did. He wouldn't need to prepare. He could show up at the rink, throw his gear on, and be better than all but about maybe three or four. Well, Malkin was on the team too, so there's some pretty good players in that league at the time with the lockout for sure, but he was a great pro, right? There early, has his routine, really focused in practice, just shows that he's got great respect and love for the game. Real good guy to talk to about the game because he can process it and articulate it very, very well. A real enjoyable experience, real fine man.
How does a guy like him, he's kind of underrated, even though he's almost a point-of-game player, and is it the marketplace for him, or how come he's not more of a household name?
There wouldn't be a tremendous amount of flash in his game, but there's a tremendous amount of excellence in his game. I also find that, you know, this year he's taken his game to a whole new level. He's got the right mix of wingers there to that he can use, and he uses them very, very well. So I would think that the most noticeable guys are the guys that go end-to-end and do something miraculous. He would be appreciated by coaches around the league as an elite player. because whether it's a face-off in his own end, his positioning, his penalty killing, he does everything right all the time. Very, very high level of consistency, and we're seeing that offense in his game that I think the players around him have helped bring out. It's been there, but he's playing with the right kind of guys.
Paul, a year ago, the youngsters like Ehlers and Liney and Kyle Connor and even your goaltender Hellebuck, they were, you know, it was a first for them. This was So there's that excitement and then also the unknown. Is there a tangible difference that you feel when you're around these guys that there's the comfort there? Or what is it?
I think it's just an awareness of, you don't have to go and try to explain something to somebody that they've never experienced before. So for the individual, they have a far better understanding of what the building's going to be like, what the intensity of the game is going to be like. The cost of each shift is different in the playoffs. But then, you know, every single team, whether it's Washington coming back off a Stanley Cup or Tampa coming in off the year that they've had, every year it's a new team. And that growth in a series, if you're fortunate enough to get through it, it carries on to the next. It's kind of a new team thing. It's a brand new year. So you get, sure, playoff experience matters in that you have veteran guys that know exactly what to expect and can elevate their game. But the collective is new each year and has to be proven over and over again.
How do you see the role of the cop line or the little line, whatever you
want to
call it?
Are you asking me when they're coming off the bench?
No.
Okay. Second or third, depending on who they send off their bench. You've got clearly a shooter. He's done actually most of his best offensive work is with Patty. And then we got a real defensive left-handed face-off guy that doesn't make any mistakes. So there's a balance there. They're also structured in a way that there's probably two moves that we would make that would change the way our forwards look. We'll start this running, and if we like, we'll just keep running it, and if not, we'll make some changes.